Yo, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Happy to Hustle podcast. I am your host, Daquan Walker, as most of you know. If you don't know, welcome to the show. I like that rhyme. It was a nice little intro. But here on this show, we focus on entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and happiness overall in life. I appreciate you guys taking the time to tune in. I know it's been a while since we've had an episode, and I'm super excited to be back talking to this mic and to you guys, and I'm just super, super grateful to be having this type of platform where I just can come on here and you guys can listen to me speak. So I'm super thankful for everybody that tunes into the show. So thank you ahead of time for the listen. This episode, I am jumping into my 2019 year, and I'm reflecting on how my year has gone for myself and what I'm looking forward to moving forward in 2020. As we're recording this episode, it is New Year's Eve at 2:52 a.m., so I'm super excited to be filming this and having the energy to do so at this time. So jumping right into it, my 2019 year, to sum it up in the quickest way possible, and we're going to get into the details of everything else soon, but the words that I would describe it as, I would describe it as a roller coaster year. I've experienced a lot in this 2019 year alone. I've had a lot of ups and downs and a lot of trials and tribulations this year. And I feel like I've gone through the most that I've ever gone through in my life this particular year, just from a personal standpoint. So I've had a lot that's gone on for me. And we'll get into that. We'll talk about it and touch on a few things. But starting out my year 2019, is when I really kind of realized that this entrepreneurship thing, this creator lifestyle, this businessman is the person that I am, and it is the person who I am becoming. And it really started to show, I believe, this year a lot more than other years because I've become a lot more vocal about it, and have done a lot more things revolving around the business world and the personal branding and the things that I've just been doing with Everyday Hustle as a company overall. So things have definitely started to show a lot more early on this year in regards to the direction that I was moving. This year has been, I honestly want to say that this year has been super rough. It's been a lot of learning, though. It's been a lot of learning who I am as a man, and learning just kind of who I'm becoming and learning from my mistakes, my failures, and just the things that I've gone through. So a lot of reflection and learning. And I'm grateful for this year, honestly. I'm super grateful for this year. I'm grateful for the blessings that I've had this year and the things that I've been able to do and things I've been able to accomplish, the strides. It's been awesome to see the steps that I've been able to take this year. So I'm super proud of that, super grateful and super humble for them. So moving forward into this year, I dealt with a lot of death in my family, particularly this year. I've had a lot more people who I've been closer to in my family. A lot more people who I've been closer to I've lost this year. And it's been people that have been super in tune with my life, super involved with my life, whether that be from an early childhood standpoint or up to now to this point. I've lost some of the closest people to me this year. This particular death that I've experienced more recently, the passing of my grandfather, my poppy leaving this earth, has been one of the hardest things I think I've had to experience. It's been one of the things that I think have made me the strongest because of having to deal with this situation. And my grandfather died of old age and cancer. He had cancer. He was extremely sick. Had been in and out the hospital all year round. So it had always been checking up on my poppy and seeing my poppy in the hospital and just seeing him in this sickened state. This year it's been rough, definitely, on not only the immediate family but the extended family also. But being his first grandchild, it's been super hard on me. It's been super, super hard on me. I've had to come to terms with losing my grandfather, losing somebody who I hold so close to me. It's unreal, honestly. It's unreal. And it's even hard to kind of put it in words sometimes, just because of the bond that I've had with him, learning so much from him from an early age and being so involved in my life, from the times of coming to my senior game to asking him to drive his car to prom. Like, it's been so many things that my poppy has been involved with, in my own life. So losing him to me has been like losing a hero. I've lost an idol, lost somebody who I've held super close, super near, and super dear to my heart. And it's been rough. It's definitely been rough. But I'm super proud of being able to have that connection with him. I'm super proud of being able to have him in my life to the extent that I had him. I'm super blessed. Like, I can't thank God more for the connection that I've had with that man. And the things that he's taught me is just unmatched. And I know a lot of people don't even have that type of relationship with not only just a father, but a grandfather. A lot of people don't even have their grandparents in their lives. So I was blessed and fortunate enough to have him for the amount of time that I did. So that's been super hard, super weighing. But that, to me, has been, I think, one of the things that has probably made me so much stronger in terms of just dealing with things. I've had to learn how to really grieve with losing somebody who's close to you. The amount of tears I think I've shed this year have been, they can't really be numbered, honestly. It's just been a lot. And it's just been super, super hard to deal with. But at the same time, it's been one of the things that I think God has put in my life, and it's put me in a situation to make me a stronger man, a stronger person overall, so that when things come up like this again, it's an easier thing to deal with. Not that it won't be hard, but it'll be easier to deal with. So, missing my grandfather for sure, but his legacy lives on. The teachings that he has given will continue to be instilled not only in myself and displayed through myself, but instilled into everybody else that's around me. So super, super grateful. Definitely missing him for sure, but super grateful for having my poppy in my life, for the time that I did have him. So, yeah, it's definitely been rough. Definitely been rough. And then we'll kind of transition. I don't want this to be a super somber episode, so I apologize for anybody that kind of didn't like that part. But this is me. This is my reflection on my year. So this is how my year was really transpired, and this is what my year was. So I pride myself on being honest, transparent with you guys, as always. And I believe that me putting it out there is better than me not saying anything at all. You know what I mean? So note to anybody else who's going through anything or dealing with anything else. Sometimes it's easier to just kind of put it out there. Even if it's not to anybody else, just putting it out there through your thoughts, through your video, through audio, writing it down. Get your thoughts out your head, because they definitely do weigh. They definitely do weigh. But moving into another topic, in the same reflection of my year, this December, as most college students know, anybody who's in school, or anybody who's gone through school knows that it's December break. It is winter break for college students. College students are on their break after finishing the semester. And I finished my semester at school. And then shortly after finishing the semester, I receive a letter from the school. This letter from the school was a letter of academic probation. And for those who don't know, what that means is I'm no longer able to attend school because of my grades and because of the standard in which I failed to reach. Yeah. So basically, I've flunked out of school. I've flunked out of school, and to me, it definitely is hard. It definitely is weighed, on me, just from the standpoint of me feeling like a disappointment to my mother and father, who worked so hard to try to push me through, and worked so hard to try to keep me in the situation where I can continue to get my education. And I'm definitely grateful for them and the situation they put me in. I feel like I've taken a lot of it for granted beforehand. And reflected on that now, reflected on myself, I think I definitely had a lot more selfish tendency when it came to getting my education, and doing the things in school, that I needed to be doing. And to the same degree of that, it's a disappointment in myself, because I feel like I failed to be a good example of not only a son, but a bigger brother to a little sister and a little brother. And showing them that it almost is okay to just fail out. I don't want to be that example by any means necessary. And I think that's really is where it's hit me the hardest. Besides having to have the conversation about not being able to go back to school right this second, it's been looking at myself and looking at those around me and the example that I'm setting, and really just asking myself, am I okay with what I've been doing and the example that I've been setting? And the answer is no. To put it simply, the answer is no, I'm not okay with it. I'm not okay with how I've been carrying a lot of things, or how I've been going about dealing with certain situations. I'm not okay with the tendencies that I've built, or the habits that I've built over my last couple years. I'm not okay with them at all, honestly. And I think that my 2019 year has been a real year of learning, just learning who I am as a person and learning really, really what I want out of my life, because And reality, my reality is becoming reality a lot faster. It's becoming a lot faster. So it's go time. Honestly, it really is go time with a lot of things. And not to say that I haven't been doing certain things, and not to put this out and say that I intentionally tried to fail out of school. That was never my intention. It's never my intention at all. I didn't honestly believe that it would be to this degree or I would come to this point by any means, but that is my reality, and that's where I stand as of right now. So I have to take that for what it is, and I have to keep moving forward with that. So, you know, with all this being said, I honestly want to just say to anybody who's going through whatever situation, whatever mindset that you're in, moving forward, and I'm making this on New Year's, like I'm going to put this out on New Year's Eve, because I want this to be out before 2020 hits, because I don't want anything to do with 2019 when 2020 hits. And that's why I said I'm super excited for the new beginning, the roaring 20s. I'm super excited for what they have to bring, because while I've known what kind of bed I've set for myself moving forward, I'm okay with accepting my reality and knowing that I'm the master of my ship, and knowing that I can steer myself in a better direction, a more clear direction moving forward. And I think that's been one of the biggest things that I've learned as of now through my 2019 year, is all the times that I've fallen down, I've never fallen face first. I've always fallen on my back. And with that being said, me falling on my back has always provided me with a way to see why I need to get up and why I need to keep going. So moving forward into 2020, I've getting into that year with me getting up. It's me being on my back right this second. It's me having to figure out how to move forward, but it's me knowing that my eyes are open and I can see why I need to get up. I can see why I need to continue to move forward and why I need to let my past be my past and let my decisions be my decisions. And moving forward, how do I make the best decisions for not only myself, for the people around me, to be the best example that I can be for my family? My reason for getting up, and it's been just coming to realization with that, and it's taken me a while to admit this to myself. Like, it really has, and I think it takes a lot for a person to do that and kind of not only just talk to themselves about certain things like this, but even to put it out in the public and just speak to something like this through a podcast and tell you guys, like, this is my truth. Like, I've fallen down. I really have. 2019 has been a year of falling down for me. I mean, getting knocked down, just getting knocked around and dragged through the mud. Like, it's been that rough year for me. But my eyes are open for 2020, and my eyes are seeing why I need to get up. My why has never changed. The reason why I do the things that I do, the decisions that I make, my why has never changed. It's always been to create a legacy and leave an impact, and to be an example to show somebody that whatever you want to do is achievable. That's the whole premise behind the things that I do. So that's never changed, and that'll never change. And I pride myself on that. But I've learned so much this year. I've grown so much this year. It's unreal. I've grown immense amounts. And with that being said, it's just a matter of moving forward. And I wanted to put this out on New Year's to send my message to anybody who's fallen down and got knocked around and got knocked down and beat around, dragged through the mud, whatever the case, whatever the situation, however bad, whatever you've gone through this 2019, this last year, this decade, going to 2020, knowing that you're opening your eyes, knowing why you're getting up, that you're opening your eyes, knowing that you're excited for what the day has to bring, what the hour has to bring, what the minute has to bring, what the second has to bring. Because the time that we have with not only our family, our loved ones, our spouses, our kids, whatever the case, you know, the time that we have on this earth is so special. And it is to be cherished every single second of the day. There's got to be no room for bad energy. There's got to be no room for unpositivity. I don't even think you can say unpositivity. But there can't be any room for this type of stuff, man, like moving forward. And me personally, I'm not allowing any of it. Yes, you're going to have your ups and downs moving forward, but everybody does. That's life. But it's a matter of the perception. It's a matter of how you take it, and it's a matter of what you do with it. Like, I'm learning for myself that every situation that I've gone through and everything that I've done, all the negativity that I feel like that I've had on myself has just been a matter of me perceiving it so much more negative than it really is. And we talk about it as entrepreneurs, as business people, that losses aren't losses, they're lessons. And I think that it really takes a strong-minded and a strong-willed person to really hone into that and really believe that. It's gotta be something that's really rooted in you. You gotta believe that even though you might get knocked down right this second, you're gonna open your eyes and you're gonna see why you have to get up and you will stand up. And that's why I'm looking forward to my roaring 20s. I'm looking forward to this next year, and I'm looking forward to leaving this decade and leaving 2019 with a passion and desire and a hustle to move so much and shake so much up moving forward this next decade. I'm super proud of the man I've become. I'm super proud of the things that I've gone through, as good as or bad as they might be. I'm super humble and super, super thankful that God has put me in a position where I'm able to learn so much from the decisions that I've made, and I'm able to have a support system of people and family and friends around me that believe so much in me that they'll do everything that they can, and they'll do anything that they can to see me succeed. Like, it's not something that everybody has, and I think it's a system that, one, while I talk about how great it is and how much it can really help you, I think that I've been blinded and been kind of just not seeing really how much I've really been getting out of it. And it really has been a lot for me to digest for myself. Like, it's been hard to swallow and even talk to my parents sometimes, like, because it's like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I mean? It takes a lot to own up to that. Like, it really, really does. It takes a lot to own up and realize that I'm not doing what I need to be doing. Like, and it could take some people a lifetime to figure that out. And I'm thankful that that God has really helped me figure that out. So moving forward, like I said, to anybody going through anything, you know what I mean? This has been my reflection on my 2019. And I don't mean to make this like a somber episode. I don't want this to be anything bad at all. Like, I don't want you to get any negativity out of this at all. You know what I mean? This is just me speaking my truth, as I always do with you guys. And I'm just excited, man. I'm pumped up. Like, I'm amped. I really am fired up for 2020 and what it has to bring for me, my family, my friends, and everybody who I associate with, not only myself, but with my company. Like, I'm excited for what we're going to get done. I'm excited for the things I'm going to create. I'm excited for the lives I'm going to touch, the people I'm going to impact. Like, because that's just what this is. This is my legacy in the building. And this is me taking you guys through all my ups and downs. Like, it's not enough of the stories where they show and speak about exactly what's going on and what's really happening on a day-to-day basis, because once you made it to the top, that's all that really matters. Like we talked about before, nobody cares about your losses if you have your win. But I want to showcase my losses also, because I'm not the only one who's losing. You know what I mean? I'm not the only one that's going through anything. I'm not the only one that's having this issue. I'm not the only one who's flunked out of college. You know what I mean? I'm not the only one who feels like they just haven't been doing what they need to be doing to be moving in the right direction. I'm not the first. I'm not the last. But I want to be the person that is able to speak about it. I want to be the person that's the example, the right example. The example of, you can go through this for sure, and you will get through this for sure, and you continue to carry your faith, continue to put your faith in God, and continue to move forward, and continue to open your eyes every day and look up and realize why you're getting up and doing the things you're doing, remembering why you're excited for every day, every second, because that's all this is in this precious life. It's about loving each moment and living to your happiest terms. So I love you guys as always. I appreciate you guys for taking the time to tune in. This was a longer episode, but this is my reflection on my year, man. This has been me for 2019. You guys have even probably heard different things from my 2019, even just starting this podcast. And if you follow me on Instagram, or whatever the case, you know what I mean? Like, you've seen things evolve. So I appreciate you guys to the max. I love you all to the very, very max with every ounce of me. The support that you guys give me, is really unreal. Like, I really cannot thank you guys enough. From just the listening to the podcast, the commenting on the Instagram post, to DMing me and asking me questions. Like, I really have been blessed enough to see that people really understand the things that I'm trying to do, and people really like the things that I'm trying to do. So I'm blessed, man. I'm super blessed, super humbled. I cannot wait to bring more to you guys in 2020. And thank you again. Like, I really can't thank you enough for an amazing year full of support, full of love. And with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy your New Year's Eve. Stay safe. Do not drink and drive for anybody who is going out and having a good night. Enjoy the time with your loved ones, your family, and bring in this new year with not only many blessings, but much love for one another and much love for what you guys are going to accomplish, not only individually, but together. So with that being said, it has been an honor to be your host for this 2019 year. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in 2020. Peace.